Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
It's time to chat some running here on the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition. And it's good to have you with us. We head back to Dallas, Texas. And don't forget, if you'd like to be part of this conversation, we give you the opportunity to ask some questions of our guests by becoming a patron. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support. Become a patron. You can pledge however much you want, as much or as little. From $1 a month is what you can pledge to help us keep things going. And you get access to a patron-only exclusive feed of the Kona Edge. So you'll be able to hear a bit more from our guests today as we delve into some of the gear that they use, also what they think the secret is to qualifying for Kona and what it takes to get to the Big Island. So go check that out. That's thekonaedge.com/support. Talking of our guests today, we head back to Dallas and we catch up with Ben Fuqua. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Coach Parry Triathlon Coaching. With a passion for high-performance sport, Lindsay Parry is one of South Africa's most widely recognized and respected coaches. Having led a team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races. Lindsay has the unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating and inspiring others to do the same. To find out more about working with Coach Parry, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's set some running. We head back to Texas to catch up with Ben Fuqua. Ben, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today. You're a machine when it comes to the run. You've got a couple of really, really good marathons on the back end of an Ironman.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thank you.
Ben, what's the secret to running fast off the bike?
I think, first of all, having your bike fitness where it needs to be is a big, big part of being a good runner. And I think that gets overlooked sometimes because, you know, if you can't put out the numbers on the bike that you need to have your legs fresh for the run, it doesn't really matter how good of a runner you are. I've had a lot of races where, you know, there's different elite runners that get off the bike and they can barely move. So I think having your bike fitness where it needs to be is a big, big key to having a strong run. But also I think, you know, I've done a lot of workouts here in the last several years where, getting used to running fast, but also being smart as far as your recovery has helped me a lot.
Yeah. You talk about being smart about your recovery. You also mentioned to me, you're not the smallest of triathletes. You're probably bigger and that recovery, especially when it comes to the run, is vital as a bigger triathlete.
Yeah. Yeah. I've noticed that, you know, sometimes a little bit goes a long ways with recovery, and I try to do something every day, whether it's, you know, 5 minutes of stretching or 5 minutes of foam rolling or getting in the Normatec boots or whatever. I try to do something every day because I found that little bit of recovery every day can go a long ways with the run, especially.
Are you a big volume sort of runner or not really? How many times a week do you run? What sort of mileage are you doing?
Well, I typically run 5 days a week. When I was doing my Kona training, I was running, at the most about, 55 to 60 miles a week, for five runs. And so, that's pretty high volume as far as I'm concerned with also having the bike and swim and, strength exercises I was doing. Right now I'm still running five times a week, but I'm down to about 30, 35 miles a week.
What run workouts are your favorite? What do you love doing?
You know, I love, I know this is different, but I love running on the treadmill. I think it has helped me with my pace in races a lot. And that's something, you know, most people don't look at the pace, but when I see the same, you know, pace across an entire run where the pace is not dropping very much, I love it. I don't like the kind of runs where you start out super fast and just kind of die into the finish. I love it. I love finishing strong and keeping that pace high the whole time and passing people in the last, you know, 3 or 4 miles. And I think the treadmill has really helped because, It gets you comfortable running fast, and it doesn't slow down unless you tell it to. And so, you know, if you use that tool in the right way, it can really help you get comfortable running at a certain speed for a long time and getting used to what that pace feels like.
You talk about sort of particularly the last sort of like 4 or 5 miles catching people and having a strong finish. Do you aim to try and run a negative split in an Ironman marathon or in a half marathon off the back of a half Ironman?
No, I mean, that's not a specific focus of mine. I know like with Ironman Texas last year, it's a 3-loop course. And so I was trying to be around an hour each loop. That was really important to me. And so, you know, each loop I was looking at my watch as far as the time. And so that was good, you know, being at 3:10, the last loop was definitely my slowest, I think, but I was close to that, you know, hour a loop thing that I was trying to do. With Kona, it's just different. The first 10 miles in town, you know, I didn't really have a goal. I was just trying to run well, have fun. You know, there's people everywhere screaming and there's shade and a lot of nutrition. But my goal once I got out, you know, on the Queen K was just to be like as mentally hard as possible and get kind of irrationally angry about everything. So I don't really focus on the time or the split. I focus more on different goals within the race as far as the run goes.
Mentally tough, that's what it takes, particularly in the second half of a marathon when everything's hurting. Are there certain things that you do to keep yourself mentally tough or to train yourself to be mentally tough or to get yourself out of a situation where you may be struggling and you want to sort of strengthen that and get a bit tougher mentally?
Yeah, I think, you know, in training, I really try to dive deep into the you know, mental side of a run sometimes and pretend I'm on a course or pretend that there's somebody ahead of me or pretend that I'm really hurting. Or if I really actually start hurting during a run, putting myself in that mental, like I'm hurting at mile 16 and this is what it's going to feel like just so that you're mentally ready for anything. Like I said, I try to get, competitive. I'm typically a very chilled out person in training. But in a race, I can, you know, get really focused and try to really kind of sharpen the sword during the run and get a little irrationally angry about, you know, missing a water handoff or somebody's, you know, kit being too bright or, you know, like something like that just to kind of get me sharp and keep me focused. During a race helps me kind of keep that edge with my, you know, having a background in a lot of aggressive sports, that definitely fuels my fire sometimes.
I love that. Irrationally angry. That's going to be my, that's
or
gonna...
irrationally competitive, I guess.
That's fantastic. Ben, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for joining us. I look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition next time.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. That's it, folks, for this edition of the Kona Edge. I don't know where that came from. Apologies. Got another iTunes review for you. This one coming through from James in the United Kingdom saying, brilliant hosts, brilliant inspiration, and brilliant show. James, thank you so much for your kind words. He says it's an easy to listen to podcast. It's entertaining, as well as drawing out the juicy details of the interviewed athletes. Different length episodes. You can either listen to shorter ones for 5 minutes or a 40-minute core yoga session while you get the story behind how someone got to where they are in triathlon. Definitely worth a listen, but be warned, you may get hooked. It's kind of like triathlon, James. I always joke, it's a cult. We suck you in and there's no way out. So thank you so much for your iTunes review. Much appreciated. And if you haven't left one for us, please do, and we'll give you a shout out on the podcast. We'll put your name in lights. Stick with us. We will make you famous. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.